Blog Talk Radio.
She's gonna hold me down. She's gonna hold me down. Yes, she's gonna hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. She's gonna hold me down when no one else.
You shine like the do. I'm trying to leave my girl wrist froze like the winter do. And when I think about the time that I spend with you, I'm telling myself I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling, boom. Do whatever we can stand tall like a building do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that face, the baby girl, I deal with you. You know kick rocks, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two. And I ain't kidding, boo, times get hard. What the picture ain't clear to you? Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here. What the message, is it clear? They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down.
Hold me.
No one else is around.
No one else.
She holds me up.
Together, and you can't find another young guy that's better than D to the A. I'm in the streets with the A, but when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through, cause baby girl, I L-U-B-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you, treat you like a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no frontin'. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here, and we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ear, you can't think clear. Shit was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down.
She's gonna hold me
when no
down.
One else is around.
No one
she
else.
Holds me up when I'm down.
Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
All right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. It is Celebrity Tuesdays. We're broadcasting live all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina to L.A., as well as across the globe. We're getting it in here tonight. I'm having a blast, and I'm telling you, tonight is going to be crazy. We got got some special guests for you guys. You know how we do each and every day. Celebrity Tuesdays, you never know who's going to be on. But tonight, we got Hot Boy Turk in the building. We have Onyx of Global 14, and that's Global 14 Radio. And we got Lane Harper in the building as well. It's going to be a hot night. I'm looking forward to it. I do want to let everybody know that you can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And you can press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And I tell you, again, we got a hot treat for you guys. And to all of the listeners that's tuning in right now, if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, all you have to do is email us. You can email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com, as well as you can also log on to NikkiRichShow.com. NikkiRichShow.com has all the information you might need to learn about the hottest radio station on the planet. And just so you know, the Nikki Rich Show, we are the hottest, been dominating across the globe in online radio since April the 1st of 2011. And we're standing here currently at 305,000 listeners worldwide. We have achieved by continuously branding others' names and our names, as well as succeeding as we help build your brand. So anybody out there that's looking for exposure, we're here to help you get that exposure. We're also constantly looking for ways to expand and bring awareness to those unsigned artists as well as underground talent opportunities. So each day we're giving you the chance to, you know, get that unsigned artist and make it signed artist. And sometimes you don't even have to be signed. You know, we just want to get you that exposure you need, as well as the Nikki Rich Show is your source for the hottest interviews, interviewing celebrities, entrepreneurs, local artists, movie and reality TV stars, music producers, and sports. You know, we got to get into our sports across the globe. So we have a few athletes that's been a part of the show as well. So we kind of versatile here at the Nikki Rich Show. And just so you know, our mission is to provide a positive platform for your source of entertainment, information, live interviews, and music. And utilizing media to help build your brands, it's important to do that. And that is the Nikki Rich Show vision. And you can find out more about our mission and our vision anytime by going to NikkiRichShow.com. And you can listen to the hottest radio station Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m. But we will be changing our schedule. We'll be standing at 5 days a week. So be on the lookout. You got to stay tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show to know when we'll be changing that schedule. But I'm excited tonight about our guest. Again, we got Hot Boy Turk in the building. We got Onyx of G14, Global 14 Radio. And we got Lane Harper in the building. So you don't want to miss this. We're going to get to some hot new independent artists. So we got to play some hot new independent artist music tonight. And we're going to start it off here by starting it off with Mr. 704. We got that Hustlin' featuring 8-Ball and MJG. And this was the first track and the first song it was played here, the Nikki Rich Show.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle change, they can't stop me.
Running away from me.
Drop the top and let the
wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play them with your info. Real news, copy that. Like 10-4. Bet why these look, be a claim pro. This roots to this, that's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane though. I'm fame, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have to ease away the pain slow. Fake dudes ain't issues, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I run the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wet and all gravy. But it's still famous, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what beside for it?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop.
Getting rained on, smelling like a pound, like I spray Kush on. She blowing deep like she play a bass song.
Do it.
Try to stay zone, red stripe like tent. Money the motivation, so it cold and I went. I'm kinda traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shot growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously got a stack. Steady eating the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundromat. Oh, hey. He ain't never fazed us. All we do is get money. All we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap. We ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill. We forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around. Never since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy. Girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my titties, so you know I'm beat up. When I holler word life, they reply word up.
Word life, a word up. A dead ENT, a what's up. A young money, a cash money. Sheppin' and Chris P, nigga. We out.
All right. What's going on? It's your girl, Nikki Rich. We live. That was Sheppy Monroe and Chris P, all the way from New Orleans. We had to play that. And that was that Paper Cup Boy. We already got the lines buzzing, the lines going crazy. Right now, we're going to go to, right now, 469, you're on the air. Tell us, where you from?
Man, I'm from the NO, you're when I'm out here in Dallas holding it down right now, you know?
Most definitely, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I'm over here playing with this Twitter, messing with the beats a little bit, you hear me? Maxing and relaxing, you know what I'm saying? What about yourself?
I'm just hanging in there. We're getting it in all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It's love out there to all your people out there, all the residents, you hear me, of that state, you know what I'm saying, whether they're in the city or the country, you hear me? Tune in to your girl, Nikki, you hear me? Rich, yoy.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm going to make that one of my drops.
For sure. Hey, look, I'm going to hit you on your dig on your Twitter, you hear me, and let you know, you hear me, that's me right there, you dig.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You got to let everybody know.
For sure, you hear me, I'm going to promote you all the way out there, you hear me, from all the way back out there, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
So, look, what kind of people catch you at out there, you hear me, in Dallas?
How
can they tune into you in Dallas?
They can just go to NikkiRichShow.com, or they can log on to, like, how you called in.
For sure. It's simple. For sure, yeah. I'm going to make sure I get the word.
Yeah, we everywhere. We global. Everybody listening.
For sure. So
yes,
what's
sir.
Up,
now tell us a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
You know, I'm always myself. I'm working on a mixtape. I dropped one, you know, last year. It's called Salah Moment. You know, right now I'm in a mix, doing another one called Salah Moment 2. Then I got a mixtape coming out with my dog Diesel. You know what I'm saying? He's from New Orleans, Night War Bound. We got their footprints coming out. And other than that, I'm just networking, you know, finding people, just looking for success, you know, and helping people reach the same thing, you know.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You got to get in, you know, grind. It's grind time. You know, you got to keep working, making it happen.
For sure. You know, all
That's
day, every day,
is.
You got to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Whether
you
No
do.
Matter how you do it, whether you're in the street with it, you know, or you're on that 9 to 5, you hear me? You got to make it pop, you know, and I respect you, you know, as a man, because you're a female. You know, excuse me, a woman holding it down. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, so a lot of black women could see that they could reach somewhere. You know, I classify you up there with the first lady. You hear me? You know, you the media lady. You dig? So you know, you got respect for me like that.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And you definitely got to hit me up on Twitter so I can. Tell everybody who tuned in right now.
For sure. I'm about to hit your nine, you dig, and you know, I don't wanna take up all your time, you hear me, but shit, man. You take it easy. You know, and much love to your radio show, Nicky Rich.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Appreciate you for having me. And, hey, look, North Carolina, much love.
Yes, sir. All the way from North Carolina and L.A. The whole world listening right now. It's everywhere, you know? Much love to everybody that's listening in. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got 757 in the building. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show.
So, call me?
Yeah, 75.
Oh, hey.
Hey, welcome to the Nicky Rich Show.
Hi, it's Little Kim, one legend on the Nicky Rich Show. Oh,
yes,
my.
You are.
He was so country. That last caller was so country. He was like, you know.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show.
Don't New Orleans. They go, don't New Orleans. Thank you, baby. Thank you for having me. They be like, what's up, baby? How you doing, baby? Don't New Orleans. I love it, honey.
I know, I love the accent.
Yes, it's so amazing how each, like, different states have, like,
it
different
is.
Slangs and different accents and stuff like that. Like, people know all
that. Because everybody say I sound different. They talk about me. I was like, well, you know, they were like, you sound country. I don't know.
Now, I think it's like a little bit in between. It's probably because, you know, you all over the place. So you just sound like you go in and out. You know what I mean? Like, you don't sound too country to me. Like, I know it's some country people. You can't even understand what they're saying. You're like, what? Like, you speaking English? Like, down in South Georgia, they be like, boonky. Girl, my boonky getting big. What's your boonky? They talking about their butt. Like, what? Then I got to go make groceries. You know, people have no problem. I'm going to the grocery store. That's how they be like, I got to go make groceries. How you going to make the groceries? You ain't making no damn groceries.
Oh, no. I don't know where you at. We be like, I got to go to the grocery. You know, some places say I got to go to the supermarket. No, we say grocery store.
Yeah, down in Mississippi. I gotta go make groceries. What you mean make groceries? The hell are you talking about? Girl,
now,
they be cracking me up.
What I was gonna say, I see you've been making your waves on the social media today. Shout out to you for doing big things on social media, boy. You reaching the people.
Yes. I thank you so much for having me on your show last night. My aunt,
it was so
my
amazing.
Uncle, everybody called me. They was like, I'm so proud of you. Oh, my God, my family was so proud. Because I'm like, what you call them children? I used to be like a wild child, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, street runner. So they was very proud and they were very impressed. And I was so happy. I was so happy that you had me on your show. I was so happy.
Well,
my
we are too, because it was amazing. And I tell you, it was just last night was an amazing show. And we just had some great guests. And it was just awesome. And I want everybody to go check out last night's episode. It was a really, really hot show. You got to definitely go check it out.
Yeah, the lady was giving legal advice. Because people do tweet, like, oh, I'm about to go smoke this weed, or I'm about to go get some promethazine. And you see people tweeting that garbage on Twitter, and it's like, that is not cute. You know what I mean? I can see you tweeting.
Yeah,
that
and
weird.
I'm glad she said that, too. And she gave great legal advice. And like she said, sometimes it be police officers that are, you know, that's talking to you, and you're falling into the trap. And like she
right.
said, like she said, whatever you put out there, they gonna go back and look it up. And people need
right.
to know that.
Right. And I'm like, they are crazy. Like myself, like if I tweet something, it's gonna be, you know, from like some Jeezy lyrics or some Biggie lyrics, you know, some musical. And they're talking about drugs. But to sit there and say, I'm on my way to go get some promethazine or I'm about to blow down this town, I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you asked for jail. You deserve to be in jail. You deserve to be at the jailhouse, in the jailhouse. If you're going to sit there and tweet on Twitter because you want to impress 10 people because the other 20 people or 1,000 people is fake followers instantly. And you want to impress
people. She gave that great advice because, like she said, you better be careful because it can come back on you. And I'm glad she said that. I'm so glad.
Yes. Yes. People gotta use their brain, like think, use your mind.
Yeah, because it's so easy. You think that it's easy for us to put things out. How do you think it's easy for you to get caught up?
Right.
Yeah, you know?
And then you want to say you're being harassed by the police. They always saying they're being harassed by the police. You giving the police a reason to harass you.
Exactly. But I'm just so glad that you came on, and anybody that tuned in last night, you missed it. Like she said, great legal advice. You know, even if it's something that you have questions about, you can still hit her up, you know, anybody.
Right.
And like she's there. I mean, who does that? What attorney comes on your show and is ready to answer your questions for free, you know, and help you out. You know,
right. That's what I was telling everyone. You are that woman. You know, I won't even call you that B because, you know, you in a different lane. You know, you are that woman. I'm for real because you be getting people, and people need to understand that. I'm like, she is doing things. You know what I mean? She is entering people with blue checks. That means something. She in pictures with Kobe Bryant and everybody else. She doing something. You know what I mean? Anybody in pictures with Kobe Bryant, you somebody, because you just can't get no picture with Kobe. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care how fine you look. I don't care what you look like, baby. You is not getting no picture with Kobe unless you are somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Nope.
This is live, y'all. We have fun on the Nikki Rich Show. Well, I tell you, we are having some fun tonight. But that's true. I mean, like, what we hear, like I say, when I tell you we're here to help people, that's what the Nikki Rich Show is about. We're here to help everybody, you know.
Right.
Because it is people out here with legal issues and what have you, and we're here to help, you know. Like, you got any questions? You have an attorney on deck. You know,
right. Right. And that's why you want to get your blessings. Because you know mm-hmm. how many people will say, oh, just to talk to me, it's a fee, or they'll say like that, like they're so godly and be like, oh, mm-hmm. this ain't no charity. I'm not giving out anything for free. I'm not going to talk to you if you don't have any money, this is not no charity. But then turn around and tweet about God all day. Last time mm-hmm. I checked, you have to work for the Lord. And when you work for the Lord, you are giving. You know what I mean? You are doing something for His children or something. You just can't say, oh, I'm so godly. And then
it's not even me, too. It's her, too. You know, she's servicing as well. You know, she's doing it.
Yeah.
She was taking out her time to talk to you guys. That's amazing.
Right. And right. And that was
the OJ trial. She was on the OJ trial.
OJ trial, right.
You know,
that was just like when CJ was on your show, when you had CJ, his name is at CJ Hate It or Love It on
yes.
Twitter.
And we have this CJ on here tonight.
Hate It or Love It. He came on mm-hmm. the show and he gave advice. See, they did not have to do that. See, they did not have to tell any of us how he started as a publicist, what to do to become a publicist. He didn't have to do that. You know what I mean?
Nope.
He could have went around every question that you asked him. He could have went around each question, but he bluntly told you what he did and how he did it to get where he's at. And that, I salute CJ, because most people will not do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, they don't care.
It's like, yeah. And
but
some
you know
people,
what? Everybody's story inspires somebody. You know, it's somebody that's listening right now that is being inspired. And that's what I love about this show. You know, every day is not the same because, you know, like, every day is different, just like your life. You know, it's not going to be the same as yesterday. You know, you're going to live it and enjoy it, you know?
Yes. And that's why I say, like, honey, it's just one step at a time. It's just one step at a time. And you know, with some people, and it's not anything wrong with investing in yourself. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with spending money to make money. You know what I mean?
I invest in myself every day with my guests. I pay this bill. Actually, they took the check out today. The radio out of my account. And they took it out today. But I'm just saying, I invest every day.
And that's why you got to pay, these upcoming artists got to pay you, because you have artists and people coming on your show listening, and you are spreading the word. You are spreading the love. So they have to pay you to be on your show. You know? That's why you got to make your money. You got to make your money.
Yes.
And I respect you for that. I respect your hustle 100%. That's why when I was telling you, if I couldn't get Big Jig on the show, I am going to get you some artists, because these upcoming artists hit my mentions every day, like I'm an A&R or something like that. I don't know. But I'm like, I am not no A&R. I cannot sign you, but I will give you advice on your music if it's good or bad.
Yes, that can help them.
Right. Now, if I say it's good, okay. Now, follow me. I follow you. Okay, you want to go on a Nicki Rich show? Like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about networking, and that's how you spread your name out there, because everybody call me Country. Everybody say, man, Country cool. Like, she'll listen to your music. She'll let you know if it's good or not. Don't play it. Don't try to waste your money trying to promote it, you know? And, you know, this person, that person to get you on. But you got to spend money to make money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you spending money to make money, that's one thing. But I'm not about to pay anybody to give me some advice. If Lil' Kim tell me I got to pay her $50 for me to give her some advice, I'm trying to kiss my ass. And that's my favorite rapper of all time. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to curse. Oh, gosh. Please forgive me. I apologize. But, yeah, I'm just saying, like, people shouldn't have to pay for advice. But if you want me to promote for you, like what you're doing, or talk on the radio show, you know how you interviewing people? That's going to be a fee. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And I respect your hustle so, 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 so much. I got to work on not cursing, though. I really got to work on that. I'm for real.
Yeah,
I cuss like a sailor.
But we're going to wind down here, because we got our guest coming up. And actually, it is one of CJ's clients, and we're excited about it. So,
I am.
You got to stay tuned in to the hottest radio station. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to our next guest. So hold tight, all right?
Okay.
All
I'm
right,
listening in.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. We right now going to go to Gabe Under the Light. Then we're going to get to our next guest in the building. And here we go.
Body, oh. And I feel the rhythm. I'm one with the beat. When I move my feet,
when I move my feet, yeah.
The flashing of lights makes me wanna dance like
this forever.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Gabe Under the Lights. Right now, we're going to go to our special guest for tonight. We got Onyx in the building. With no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, radio personality, artist, and more, Onyx from Global 14 Radio. Welcome.
What's good? Hey.
How are you doing,
Nicki? I'm good. Ripping and running, you know, on the grind out here. You already know how it is. Pretty crazy.
Yes. We're so glad to have you here. We know it's your first time here on the Nicki Rich Show. Now, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself since it's your first time here.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, rocking with the Nicki Rich Show. Like she said, I do work with Global 14 Radio, which is via global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. And that's pretty much what I do. I host a show in there every Wednesday night. Pretty much an artist, kind of a one-on-one, if you will. Kind of gives everybody insight to the business and talk about the industry. And we'll have guests that come on the show. So I do that. I also sing and songwrite, underground artist, kind of. No, from where I'm from, I'm from the Texas area. So shout out to Killeen, Texas, that's where I'm from. And also just, you know, considered what they would call a music professional. Again, just knowledge within the industry, traveling, talking about that, being on a couple of panels and doing some music conferences. So, you know, and my mommy. But that's it in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you. And we know you over there wearing many hats. We know you recently got back. I got a chance to meet you in Austin at the South by Southwest. And we got a live interview. Mm-hmm. I haven't put that out yet, but we do.
Yes.
It was so exciting. And I was just so excited to meet you. I was like, it's so crazy, you know, how you can meet people just like... So far, you know, like, it's crazy.
I was like, it was so amazing.
It was definitely a surprise.
Yeah.
It was. And I see you working, you're making major moves out there, and you also have just got back from a war show. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I went to the Southern Entertainment Awards, and anyone that's kind of familiar, again, with the, like, underground market, they would know about that award show, and it happened in Nashville, Tennessee, and this is my first year going. I never went before, didn't have any product, didn't really have a reason to go. Went this year, had an incredible time. A couple of people that were out there, Drummer Boy was out there, Don Chuck was out there, a couple of people, Miami Mike is his name, and he's actually president of SOD Money Game, and A&R for Young Money. He was out there. A lot of little names, Mazay Entertainment, Sony Records, so quite a few people, quite a few executives. I had a good time, kind of got a chance to network with everybody, and it was just a great time. So, and a lot of people, they had actual award shows like that Sunday, like the day before they do like a panel set up and everybody learns things. We do like a performance, unsigned artists. That next day was the actual awards where they handed out best, you know, DJ of the year, mixtape of the year, you know, online magazine of the year, things like that. So it was really nice. I really enjoyed myself.
Well, that is pretty cool. That is pretty amazing. I know you were able to share your music and your talents with them as well. What can we expect from you coming up in 2013? I know you, like you said, you into music yourself. You're an artist out there. You're on the airwaves. What can we expect from you?
Well, definitely music. For one, you can expect some music. I have what I call promo material that's kind of floating around here and there that I am actually working on. Yeah, it's just a little something, not too crazy. I'm working on a single now, however, just the right production, the right quality, the right studio. I feel like as an artist, when you're coming through, we have built up years' worth of networks and connections, such as someone like myself, where we have the people already in place that just actually need to get the product ready. It is important to make sure you put out nothing but quality and make sure you invest in yourself. So that takes a little bit of time, and it's just, you know, timing, investment, just a couple of things, and the dots are connected, so that's what you guys can expect. It's actual, my little single, little music video, things like that. So stay tuned. I promise you.
All right.
Let you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know we're going to be displaying your music, and we'll always display our artist music every day pretty much, but we're changing our format of things, and we're changing our time back to 5 days a week, but we're also going to be displaying, like, our independent artist music from, like, Wednesdays to Fridays. But we want to display your music. You know, we want you to send it to us, and we're going to do it this week. So, you know, we want everybody to hear it. So, you know, when we shout you out, we hope you can catch it.
Girl, catch it. I will catch it. I see a precursor. I'll be all over it.
Yes, you know how I do. We go ham on social media.
Yeah, we're doing it this week, huh? Shoot.
Yes.
Shoot. Shout out to Turk. He was doing his thing, too. I was like, already. I said, hopefully I can get maybe just two of his followers. I'll be straight. So, and they are main heart. I said, okay, retweeting already. It's going down. So, it was pretty cool. It was dope.
And I tell you, we have fun here, and we just have amazing guests, and I'm just so glad to be here one more day.
I know that's right.
And just to, you know, have you amazing guests that come on and share your projects with us, because everybody is listening in right now. And so many, I'm going to tell you guys, I don't know if everybody on my social media, I have to stop right quickly and let everybody know. Brielle LaCosta, Miss New Jersey, just hit me up on Twitter, and she said it's an honor to hear from her. Earlier we had a guest that came on last night, which is Miss Whitlock, Khalifa Whitlock, and she did a poem. So Miss Brielle, she got a chance to check it out, and she retweeted it, and we all retweeted, and then it's just amazing that she's hitting us back right now, and it's pretty cool, you know. Miss New Jersey, shout out to her, tuned in, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. You never know.
you definitely don't know, and you know, shout out again to everybody that's tuned in and supporting you. I support you. And it's just, I appreciate you for letting me come through and have just a couple minutes to shine and share my story and what I got coming up, because I'm excited about it, and I'm excited for you as well. So it's going to be a nice, nice 2013 and years to come.
Well, you know, we got you, honey. We you know, we're going to have you back. And
yeah,
we are
playing back
both
through
radio
it and
hosts.
I say, yeah, we're just playing back through. Do something.
Yeah, we need you to come back and introduce your music. We can't just have you on and then, you know,
I know, that's right? I know, and I don't want to do it. When you got to do it, you got to do it right. So I got to come back through and really do the thing. And, yeah, I promise. I'm going to stop back through.
But we're so excited about everything that's going on with you, and we just welcome you back anytime.
Well, thank you so much, and everyone that's listening, I appreciate y'all letting me, again, fill the airwaves for a second, and I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter and pretty much anything else, and I do write for artists, but looking for singer-songwriter, I got you. I will get you some heat, and, you know, check me out as well when you can, when you're not tuned in with Nikki. Wednesday nights to cut, you know, come holler at me.
Most definitely. Everybody got to go support her radio show. And any guests on tonight, you are on with two radio hosts. So you can go and support her and get on her network. It's about networking and building.
That's right. It is about that. You know, I still talk this industry is really about relationships and building and networking. And it all comes full circle at the end of the day. Everybody starts to know everybody, so it's a beautiful thing. Don't let the media think, you know, trick all of y'all and think that everybody's just beefing, because that ain't what it is.
No,
everybody out
not.
Here getting money and trying to get they shine. So it's enough money for us all. We can eat.
It is. Support one another and make things happen. That's what we're doing. All right. Well, we thank you again. and we welcome you back. And send us that music, and we'll have it in heavy rotation.
All righty, I'm going to stay locked. I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying tuned. Listen to the other guests as well.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You so much.
And be with Lane and Lane Harper and Turk. You know, you got to have them on Global 14 Radio.
I know. No, I got them. Trust me, I'm going to be all over that. Like, who's the PR? And we need to have a discussion.
Yes. You better get them on the radio station. I'm telling you, that will be hot.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to have to sit with them for real. Celebrity Tuesdays on down.
Yes. We thank you so much, and we welcome you back anytime.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Everybody, you were just listening to radio personality and artist and songwriter. She's a singer and songwriter, Miss Onyx. You can follow her on Twitter at Onyx254. Support her movement. Again, it's Onyx254. We have our next guest coming up. We got Lane Harper in the building, as well as we got the hot boy, you know, the original. But, you know, we got Turk. And we got Turk in the building. Everybody's going crazy. We already had New Orleans artists call in and show that love and support already. That's what I'm talking about. Right now, we're going to go to the Arnett, and this is So Mine.
Whoa.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's that time, y'all. We got our next guest in the building. And for everybody that don't know, we got some amazing guests that's in the building tonight. We got Lane Harper, and we got none other than the Turk in the building, as well as the diva of Global 14 Radio, Miss Onyx. So right now we're going to get to our next guest. And everybody stay tuned to the hottest radio station on the planet.
Nikki Reed.
All right, we are live here. We got our next guest in the building. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome Mr. Lane Harper to the Nikki Rich Show. What's going on?
I'm hanging in there. How's it going, Nikki?
It's going great. It's going great. We're glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. Oh, North Carolina family and everybody that's been calling in from New Orleans to God knows where. I love all y'all. And those who don't know me, get to know me. I love y'all, too.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight, Lane Harper. I'm telling you, when we put it out there that you was coming on, everybody, you had social media going crazy. Even tonight, all the guests tonight got social media going crazy. It's live. It's live.
Yeah, I see. Everybody, that's been on the air, their team has been doing their part and making sure that we keep that momentum going. So everybody's, doing their part, and so we just getting love from everywhere, not just myself, but Turk, Onyx, everyone, even homie that called in from New Orleans and everything like that, the first caller, he set the flow off for the whole interview tonight. So, I was kind of hyped because of him. So, appreciate him calling in.
And it's always good to have that positivity. Everybody, he kept it short and sweet. He just told you a little bit about himself, and then he left it alone. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. And shout out to all the listeners. Boy, I tell you, New Orleans showing love tonight. And we got a lot of people that come from Memphis that be tuned in, too. One time, I thought it was all Memphis at one time.
Yeah, that's how my city get down. When they know somebody from Memphis on the air, they show support.
Yeah, they do. They do. And that's what I love. So, for everybody that don't know, Lane Harper, he's from Memphis. What a talent. That's where the pure talent comes from. So many artists out there. And it's so much talent. Everybody seems like they seem to go away. You're from Memphis, but you might be in California somewhere.
You
never know where they're at.
Definitely.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now, what you're currently working on.
Currently right now, it's more or less just preparing for, my show May 14th up in New York at SOB's for BET Music Matters. That show is like my main focus. Of course, I'm doing shows here and there, but that one right there is just like a milestone for me. I've done a lot of shows before with a lot of top artists, and they all been great experiences. But the whole BET Music Matters event, you just think of artists like Kendrick Lamar, Marsha Ambrosius, Melanie Fiona, Miguel, J. Cole, all of those artists, basically came out behind BET Music Matters, and, they're like top artists still to this day. So it's just a blessing that was, given to me for me to even grace the stage at SOB's, up in May. So, I'm counting down on that. Also working on an album that I'm going to release next month, no later than the end of April, just a free project for my fans, to thank them for the support. It's going to be entitled Bill Blues, and that's going to actually be solely produced by Luke Witherspoon. That's with The Graduates. He actually produced Rise and Vibe that Vibe magazine premiered, and so we just, put our heads together and then just say, you know what, let's go ahead and work on something for the fans. And that's what we're doing. We've been knocking out hit after hit. So we're sitting on some milestones, Nikki. So, you know, I just want everybody to stay tuned.
Most definitely. And tell us a little bit about A Thing Called Love.
A Thing Called Love. You know, when people think about Cupid, right, they think of, like, a little midget with wings or something like that. You know, that's the best way to say it. But A Thing Called Love, that came about, honestly, I was just sipping on a glass of wine. And the beat came on, the producer Terrell Sass and John Elmore III, they submitted beats over. They actually produced Make a Little Room for Jarvis. That's off of Capitol Records. And when I heard that beat, I was like, man, this, like, this right here sound dope. And when the bass hit, I was like, whoa. And so it kind of took me back. And then the first thing I started thinking was, like, if I was kind of in Cupid's shoes. And, you know, Cupid, he'll never leave nobody, you know, without being in love at the end of the day. Of course, you fuss and fight. And, you know, that's just speaking off experience with myself and everything. Sometimes me and my wife clash, mm-hmm. but we never go to bed, you know, with any type of grudge or anything like that. And it's about laying it out there. So, you know, love is something that'll make people do, you know, crazy things. And some people don't really understand that, you know, or I'm not going to say some people, I'm going to just speak from experience, Nikki. Like with me, I feel as if my wife wasn't in the picture, I wouldn't have a backbone, you know, to a certain extent. So, you know, she mm-hmm. keep me in line when nobody else can. So it was just another way for me to go out there and say some slick romantic stuff, you know, on a record and throw some lines in there to my wife, you know, just to show appreciation for her. But then also to speak on other relationships to let people know love do exist. Not everybody believe in love because maybe they haven't been bit by that bug yet. But, you know, I do, so I just wanted to talk about it. And the video, MTV picked it up, so they got faith in it. And I'm in there dancing around in the video. I'm joking, though. I don't really dance or nothing like that. But I was having fun at the video shoot. So I was like, you know what, why not capture how I'm feeling right now? So, you know, the video director, David Liz, captured everything, and it came out perfect.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And everybody, you know, you got to go and support the movement. Check it out. And you know, I know that you have been working on your music, this, and getting ready for the BET Music Matters. Now, could we expect any tours coming up in the near future?
Yeah, you know, I say it like this. Only God knows what's going to be dealt with. But just like how,
exactly.
you know, I was in Nashville last week. It was a spur of moment trip. I actually went out there to surprise my grandmother, who she actually just turned 69 yesterday. And, you know, we never know how long we'll be on earth or nothing like that. So, you know, I just wanted to go out there just so, you know, she could see me, see my wife, see my kids, and everybody enjoy themselves. And while I was out there as well, you know, people was linking me up, you know, to do shows and do studio sessions. But I kind of pushed it to the side because I'm real big on family, and a lot of people just look at money as being their only motive, but not me, you know. So it's, you know, like right now I'm in Florida and everything, mm-hmm. and you know, it's looking good out here. But then New York, that's the whole team, like CJ, you know, my publicist with That's Hot PR, is like, man, with the whole BET show, that's our focus. A lot of people who don't know who Lane Harp is, I guarantee you when April hits, they're going to be like, who is this guy? Like, why haven't I heard of him before? Because a lot of people don't know who I am. And I love mm-hmm. that because you're not going to blow up overnight. Some people get fortunate enough to have that overnight success. Me, I've been grinding for
yeah.
years. You know, and this goes back into the 90s when I was a big Wu-Tang Clan fan. And I was grinding
oh, yeah.
back then, and people was like, you know what, dude is whack. And I kept going with it. I said, I ain't going to let nobody knock me off my hustle. And I just stayed consistent, and that's what I always do. You know, is you just have to improve, and that's what I just show.
And you got to do that. You have to do that. And we're just so glad that, you know, people are listening in. We got the lines going crazy, and people are listening in right now. It's somebody that's listening to what you're saying that's being inspired, and And you telling it like it is, and that's so true. Everything you're saying is so true. And,
yeah,
you know, that's you. Like you said, you're not going to be blown up in overnight, but some people might. You just never
know.
Yeah,
some people might. And one thing that, you know, that I want to just lay out there, Nikki, to inspiring artists, you know, keep in mind these record labels and A&Rs is kind of out there for that check. And then a lot of inspiring artists hit me up and be like, man, how did you get to the point where you at now? And I always just tell them, I'm not even to the point where I want to be yet. I just ask God to guide me in the right direction.
That's it.
And then it's just inspiring artists sometimes, you know, kind of get let down. Like, man, I've been doing this for years, and it's like it's not paying off. I just want to tell them, man, just keep faith and just keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, your talent that you have is something, you know, that somebody else might not have. And you got a story that nobody else can tell but you. So you got to go out there and share your testimony with the world. Just come at a different angle. Don't try to sound like nobody else. Because me, when I go in there and I record, I rap about, you know, people living paycheck to paycheck, you know, going to cash advance places and getting out, you know, money that they know they can't pay back, but they doing it so they can make sure their family got food in the fridge. You know, that's the type of stuff I'm on, you know, talking about the economy. I don't talk about being in clubs and bottle popping and all that, because honestly, I don't. Only time I'm in clubs is if I'm making an appearance or doing a show. You know, I just don't really have a kick for it, not knocking anybody that do, because honestly, sometimes I need that club music to get me, you know, awake at night and sometimes in the morning. But, you know, I only talk about what I know and what I've been through or what people around me is currently going through. And I just love making relatable music so people can know that there are artists out there that is not trying to dumb their music down just to make a quick dollar. Because at the end of the day, I keep doing my same style of music. And never try to focus on, like, you know, that pretty penny at the end of the rainbow. So, you know, everybody just keep their head up in this industry and just stay being, you know, true to yourself and you will make it.
That's real. That is so real. And you gotta keep it going, you know. You gotta keep it going. And we're just so glad to have you on tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Let me send a shout-out right quick to the homie Turk and everything because, you know, I get my tweets and everything, and he sent a shout-out and everything like that, you know, saying I was spitting truth. You know, I want to acknowledge homie real quick because, you know, he went through a lot. But at the end of the day, you know, that's his testimony. He out now. You know, homie Turk is free. And everything like that, and he bounced.
And
back.
On top, he's on top. Look at him doing big things. And
yeah,
sometimes
so I love
to
see,
you know,
especially, you know, fellow African American artists, you know, that won't let nothing hold him back. Because, you know, when Turk went in, probably everybody was like, oh, we never hear from him again. But now, look, you know, homie all over my timeline right now, and I'm loving it. So, you know, had to shout him out, the whole NO. You know, what they know about that, you know, crawfish and potatoes out there. I went out there a couple of times, and, you know, it's real, real love down there. So, you know, much love to the whole New Orleans family.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. And we're just so glad, again, you know, that we have amazing guests like yourself, like Turk and Onyx to come on and, you know, just share how you doing and how you making it. Because it's important, and everybody has their own journey. You know, some might be fast, some might be slow, but the thing it is about it is if you want something easy, then you're gonna get something that's quick and easy to you, and it might not be right. But sometimes we gotta go through things just to get those things that we do. You know, or I want to say do want, because it's not, you're not always getting everything you want. But that we, you know, strive for. And you have
right.
to go through things. It's not going to be easy, you know. And like you said, God, he has the plan. He has the plan for us. And sometimes we have to be still and let him do his thing.
Yeah, definitely,
know, we have
definitely.
To just sit back.
Yeah, most definitely.
You do. But we're just so glad that you were able to, you know, come through and share your message with us tonight, because it's always good to share that message and keep everybody inspired. You know, that's what it's all about. And everybody, like I said, has a different journey. And,
yeah,
you know, it's amazing that how you going through your thing. Like you said, it wasn't easy. You've been doing your thing for a long time, just like other artists. You know, you can't,
right.
Like a lot of times people fault other artists because they are succeeding. While you wasting time by downing somebody else that they're succeeding, you could be working in the studio. You could be passing out your flyers. You could be doing something else.
Yeah, that's true.
You're 5 minutes talking about somebody.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they just be like, oh, man, they hating on me. Nah, it ain't hating. You know, everybody entitled to their opinion. That's where I have my mindset at now, and I know not everyone is going to like my music. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, that stuff doesn't give me a headache. It don't have me tossing and turning at night. You know, I know for the fact me being myself and going out there and giving my fans, you know, the real name Harper. A lot of people think that that's a stage name. That's my real name. So it's like, that's why every time I go in the booth, I always be like, you know what, I got to give these people the realness. Because then it's going to come back on me where I'm just out there lying, trying to, you know, get money off of them. So everybody got their own niche. Everybody got their own lane that they pay for their, you know, own style of music. But just never let nobody knock you off your hustle. People going to have their opinions. And then, you know, sometimes bad feedback turns to good feedback down the road. So that's the way I look at it, and that's the way everybody else should be.
That is real. Well, we just thank you so much. Now, in case anybody want to check you out and learn more about you, where could they go?
They can go, first and foremost, the website is www.whoislaneharper.com. That's spelled LayneHarper. Or they can go on Twitter, which is @LaneHarper. And then, you know, just give a shout-out, man. I'll make sure I reply back to you, you know, retweet, show you some love and everything. And, you know, let's, you know, just keep your ear out there. You gonna see a thing called Love, the video on MTVU. And MTV.com is actually up on there right now. And also you can go to the Vibe Magazine website and then just type in Lane Harper, and you can hear the most recent record, Rising Vibe, that was dropped, you know, like 3 weeks back and everything. And it's, you know, picking up like wildfire. So, you know, they catch on to me like that. And I just appreciate the love, Nikki, for even having me on the show.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much. And again, Lane, I don't know if you know, we had a shout-out earlier, Miss New Jersey. She checking in as well, so shout-out to her as well. So it's people tuned in, I tell you. And we thank you so much, Lane.
Yeah, no problem. Y'all take care and be blessed, all right?
Now, Lane Harper, I do want to tell you before you go, we got the lines going crazy, I'm telling you, my social media on. Ham. Right now, everybody shouting you out, Lane. We thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Shout out to everybody showing me love and showing all the other artists that's on the Nikki Rich Show love. We all love you, and we'll never overlook the support. We appreciate you.
Much love. Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much. You're just listening to artist Lane Harper in the building. He just told it like it was, just gave us a message tonight, and everybody is showing love. I do want to shout out Carol Ann, which is Lady CJ. She just let us know she just studied one of my shows for her radio production class. And she said she can't wait to bring it in. So that's real right there. Man, it's amazing to have people study your radio show. That's awesome. So shout out to it's Lady_CJ, and that's spelled LADYY_CJ. So shout out to her. And we got Turk in the building, and we just moments away, y'all. We only a few moments away. We got, I say, 3 minutes. Before we get with Turk. And all the listeners, I'm going to tell you, you can call in and speak with Turk. You got to call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. 323-580-5749. And I see Turk listening in as well. You got to show that love support to him. And again, it's 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And to all those listeners, we do have our chat room open. So if you're on NikkiRichShow.com, you can go and listen there as well. And again, it's NikkiRichShow.com. And we're going to go to some more hot new music real quickly, and then we're going to get to our guest for tonight, Kurt, the original hot boy. We're going to go to Young Boss, a.k.a. Little Jeezy. This is Little Jeezy's song, and this is Turn Up. Here we go.
Hey, hold up, man. We finna turn up.
Turn up what? LG.
Man, we finna turn up everything, man.
Turn up. Turn up. Turn up.
Yeah, turn up.
I turn up. Every time you see me walking through the door, got this Louis on my way. About to go call me some ice. Turn up. Even when we creeping by ourselves alone, make one false move and you don't. I turn up. Man, when I'm at the mall. Money, money, man, all I do is ball. I turn up, FYS, we the best. Give respect, cut and chase, nothing less, no flex.
To the paper like gum on my shoe. Young society man, hold it down for my crew. Yellow, white, when the past guy blue. I'm like Lil B, you like Caillou. Drank with the cash like public pools. Where are you like Scooby-Doo? Pull it right here, we make a move. Straight to the concert from the school. I really don't see why they trying me. I am hip-hop biology. Man, I ball in my brain, psychiatry. Chop to your body like an isosceles. Coolie gon' blow, jet watch see. This is hip-hop biography. No wonder world geography. Love the girl, girl, teach your girl philosophy. If she wants to, she gon' holler me. Money, money, money be guapin'. You ain't getting money, don't talk to me. Boy, yes, talk money like old tree. Don't come playing like bad knee. Bad Lambo got duck keys. Cook it all up like recipe. We too hot, 200 degrees.
I turn up. Every time you see me walking through the door, got this Louis on my way. About to go call me some ice. Turn up. Even when we creeping by ourselves alone, make one false move and you go. I turn up. Man, when I'm at the mall. Money, 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 man, all I do is ball. I turn up, FYS, we the best. Give respect, cut and chase, nothing less, no flex.
I'm all in the club, you know I'm about to turn up. Flat, super smooth, so you know them girls love us. And if you got a problem, we gon' start up right here. The stickers bangin' loud, make you lame niggas. Quiet. My swag's super stupid, so I think I need to be tutored. But it's super long, you can't fit it on the yeah. I'm icebox cold, don't know nobody cool. Pockets fat, so I think my jeans got a tumor. I was so much Louis, they should call me LB. Money is my cologne, so I know they smell me. And my bro is like a drug, so they tryna sell me. Yeah, I'm so ahead.
I turn up every time you see me walking through the door. Got this Louis on my way. About to go call me some ice. Turn up. Even when we creeping by ourselves alone, make one false move and you're gone. I turn up. Man, when I'm at the mall. Money, 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 man, all I do is ball. I turn up. FYS, we the best. Give respect, cut and chase, nothing less, no flex.
I turn up. Call me Big Bucks, D-Y-G, try me, no. Cold Frex Chucks, 501s, Polo Tuck, no flex, give respect, got the crowd on stroke. Swag bite ferocious, so they think I'm gon' buck. But I'm just tryna cut, wish out of you tryna cup. I'm so savage, this should be a classic. Shawty started looking crazy when she heard the crash crisp. FYS, coolin' it, so this track dramatic. Pockets up, on top, straight rough, tragic. Real name Marco, so I'm a polo addict. Me and Shawty sad it, I should get it classic.
I turn up.
Nikki Reed.
Now, the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. You know we're getting it in. It's that time. We got our special guest in the building. We're excited, and we're bringing them back to the Nicki Rich Show. Everybody, you know I had to play Young Jeezy's son. We had to play that Turn Up because we want everybody to get turned up for none other than the one and only Turk. What's going on, Turk?
They call me Missy Young and Thuggin', baby. What it do? You already know what it is. Hot boy in the building, you hear me?
Most definitely, most definitely. I'm going to tell you, New Orleans already been showing love.
You already know we don't turn up and turn out wherever we at. We all the way on 10, you hear me?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Now, to everybody listening in right now, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and you've got to press 1. You have to press that 1 to let us know that you would like to speak to our guest tonight. Now, Turk, what's going on? I know you got a new mixtape out. You've been working out there.
I'm getting it in, you know what I'm saying? I've been home 5 months. I got my twins on the way. That's most importantly. I have a girl and a little boy on the way. I done got married, you know what I'm saying? I done dropped the mixtape, Fair Red 22nd. You know, I just shot about 4 or 5 videos. One video just went on World Star today, Watch Me Lean. You know, I got a situation with my book about to come out, you know what I'm talking about, about to sign a major distribution deal, you know what I'm saying, quiet is kept. I'm just pushing, you know what I'm saying? God been good to me. You know, I've been faithful, and he's been showing me the love. You know what I'm talking about?
And that's real, and congratulations. You got twins on the way, your wife. You know, I got a chance to see her on Instagram. You know, I'm one of your followers. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good to see that love, beautiful family, you know, and see things happen. And like you said, you doing what you're supposed to do, you know, and things are happening.
Oh, yeah, man, you know, you just got to stay faithful, stay determined. What a determination, near the way to be found. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you can overcome anything. You know, I did 8 years, 8 months, 16 days, and I feel like I ain't do a day now. I'm staying focused, you know what I'm saying, doing me.
That's real. Now, what are you doing to stay focused right now? Because I know a lot of people can easily get off track. What are you doing to do that?
First of all, I'm being honest with my probation officer. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest with myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm staying away from anything that reminds me of my past. You know, I had to cut off some of my old friends. Like, you know, one of my homeboys, you know, he still was into the same thing that we was into together 9 years ago. You know, I told him the other day, you know, I had to tell him, but, you know, my life is important to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't only live for myself. I live for my family. I live for my fans that look up to me, you know what I'm saying? And I had to let him go. You know, you got to make them choices, and that's what I do every day. I make all the right decisions, and I try not to sin as much, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not perfect, but I try to walk a perfect path.
And that's truly amazing that you are doing that, because it's not going to be easy, but, you know, just like the industry in itself, it's going to take time. If it's something that you want to do in life, you know, you got to be patient. And it's going to happen. It's going to take time. And I myself, you know, it takes time for me to grow. It's things, like you said, we ain't perfect, but we trying to live right, you know?
For sure, and that's what it's about, you know what I'm saying? You gotta live right, man. At the end of the day, that's what it all boiled down to, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that we rap about, the stuff that you see Denzel Washington acting like, you know what I'm saying? That's not the person that he is, you know? So we got to be able to distinguish the difference, you know what I'm saying? And when I go talk to these kids, I let them know, because they probably be like, well, you rap gangster music, you talk about this, you talk about that. You know, that's because I still have a certain side in me, you know what I'm saying, that come out, but I try to let them know that, you know, you don't have to do certain things just because you hear a person saying this. You know what I'm saying? You see a person doing that, you got to make your own choices in life, you know what I'm saying? And that's the positive energy I try to give out.
And another thing is, you know, you might see people doing stuff, but we have the choice. We make the decision. You don't have to do stuff because you see it happen. You know,
sure.
Everybody has the choice, you know. And you can't blame the other person because of what you see somebody else doing. We all got to be accountable for ourselves. You know, you ain't going to be like, well, Turk was over here doing this.
Nah,
you
because
know,
you're going
to
be
the one for ourselves.
Yeah, you got to hold some kind of accountability towards yourself, and that's what I do. I hold myself accountable. I don't point no fingers because when you do that, three point it back at you, you know what I'm saying? So I just stay focused and, you know what I'm saying, just realize what's important in my life now.
Yes, and you have to. And I can't wait. You say you got a novel coming up. That's what I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, it's something serious.
That's
going to
be
huge.
Something
serious. It's something serious. And then, you know, it's an autobiography called Auto Thugography of Turk. You know, I just sent my manuscript out to the publishers actually today. You know, so we about to push on it. You know, it's a lot of back and forth paperwork had to get straight before we went forward, and I think we got it right. So I'm about to get that to the world, you know what I'm saying, plant that seed and watch how it grow.
It will. That I can't wait for that, and like you said, you about to sign a new deal, so want me no longer independent.
You know, I'm still bossing up, you know, doing what I do with a label deal because I have my own artist, you know, Imani the Made Woman, the YNTO Young and Taking Over Click, you know what I'm saying, and me myself. So I'm just fortunate to be Hot Boy Turk, you know what I'm saying, thanks to all the fans that been showing up throughout the years. They put me back in a position, like some of my fans are in positions. And they, when I talk to some of the DJs, when I talk to some of the A&Rs, they be like, man, I was a fan of yours. So that's the favor of God that helped me get back in the situation that I was in, you know what I'm saying? And it's just smooth. You know, I just thank God every day because if it weren't for him and it weren't for my fans or my family, it wouldn't be no me.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. And shout out to your fans, everybody tuned in. Going crazy. I see people was giving me their numbers. If you could, that's listening in, you can press 1 because we got so many numbers right now. It's crazy. So please, if you want to talk to Turk, you got to call.
Yeah, let's talk. You know, I love to talk. So, and if y'all love playing that Russell game, you know, I just logged in and I'm taking on all people who want to challenge me with these words. You know what I'm saying? I think I got better. So y'all get at me on my Russell at Turk Mr. Y&T, and I do play y'all back. Ain't nobody playing for me. I'm doing it.
Now, what is this? Tell me a little bit about
that. The Russell game, you know. Oh, man, you ain't. Oh, I've been gone almost a decade, and I know about this, so something ain't right. But it's like a word game, you know, and you got to spell a word real quick. I think in like a minute and 30 seconds, something like that, you got so many words you can spell. Whoever gets the most words gets the most turns, and you go 3 rounds, you know what I'm saying? So I be playing my fans, and you could send messages to them, you know what I'm saying, talk stuff, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to say. And, I mean, I done fell in love with it. I play all night.
Now where can we find this game?
You gotta download it. It's called Ruzzle, like puzzle, RUZZLE.
Okay.
You can download it. It's an app. It's a free game. You know what I'm saying? For everybody listening, it's a free game. You put your name in, like you put your Twitter name in or whatever. You make your name up. You can use the same name as your Twitter or Facebook. And you know, I mean, I'm taking on all challenges. Just log in and request me, and I'm coming.
Now, I'm going to have to go check that out. You got me curious. I'm going to check it out.
Are you going to love that?
Look,
man. I'm in love with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to. I know. I forgot that. It's another game that everybody be playing. I know where you have to come up with, what is it? Everything, the pictures. Everything looks the same, and you got to come up with one word. It's like 3 or 4 pictures.
I ain't hip to that one yet. So, I mean, you slow on one and I'm slow on the other. So, you know what I'm saying? That make 2 of us.
But yeah, we're gonna go to the phone lines right now. I see we got 870 in the building. What's going on? Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hi, Nikki. This is Monica. I'm calling from Arkansas.
Hey, Arkansas in the house.
All right. What's
going
on?
We're live with Turk.
What it do?
Hey, I'm just calling in to holler at you to say, you know, congratulations on everything that you're doing. I'm always commenting or something on or retweeting something on Twitter or Facebook. But I just wanted to tell you that I'm excited about what you're doing. I checked out Imani and the twins, and I'm like, you know, you have a beautiful wife. And then I thought about the number that you gave, the 8 years, 8 months, and 16 days. And, you know, when you split the 16 in half, then that's eight. And that number eight is the number of a new beginning.
Yeah, new beginning.
And you know
I'm on that numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like, our favorite number, like, me and my wife got a number, it's 808. You know, she used to dream about eight. I got out 8 years, 8 months, 16 days. Everything added up to eight, you know what I'm saying? Just everything that was happening in my life, I had to explain it on Facebook or something to you, you know what I'm saying? But eight mean a new beginning, and that's what's going on. 2013 is a new beginning, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I just thank God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I don't believe in just a higher power, you know what I'm saying? So I firm believe in it.
Right, and that's what's going to take you far. You know, you have something to say, you know, the universe is working in your favor. No, it's Jesus Christ who's working in your favor.
Jesus.
And it's really, yes, and whenever you said that 8 years, and I was like, you know what, that number eight is really working for him. And so that's just blessed, and I just want to call in and show love and say hey to Nikki. She's my friend. Hi, Nikki. Long time. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know.
Yeah.
And,
we're just
glad that you called in, Monica. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Thank you. See, that's real right there. You know, that number eight. That number eight,
serious.
It is powerful.
It's serious.
And see, that's awesome that she, you know, people notice that. And they that's what you got to, you know, a lot of people might not even know that.
See, it'd be people that tuned in with the spirit that catch certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't just speak natural, I speak spiritual. Sometimes I be led by the spirit, you know what I'm saying? But I'll also put out there that I'm not perfect, you know what I'm saying? I still have my flaws and I still make mistakes. So, you know, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I just go off. I go off the edge, you hear me?
That's real. And I see we got our co-host that comes on Wednesdays. I see him in the building all the way from Hollywood. We got Gianni in the building. What's going on, Gianni?
Yo, what's going on, Nikki Rich? What's going on, Turk?
What's up, homie? I'm cooling.
Man, just listening to you guys, amazing interview and really tuned in. The energy is amazing tonight. I'm really appreciating the vibes.
For sure, man. I appreciate you. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And Turk, y'all going to have to link up, you know, because he's out there in Cali. And
let's get it.
No?
Let's get it. I need some information on you. You got a Twitter so I can DM you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hit me. I'm at Gianni CJ. I believe it's GiannICJ. Yeah, we definitely got to get together on some work. You know, I see a movement, you know, and I can really appreciate, you know, you doing your thing and being spiritual. You know, I think a lot of folks out here need to be a lot more spiritual these days.
They do.
Sure, man. You know, without God, there's nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people come from a spiritual background. They just stray away from it, you know. But sometimes you go through a situation such as myself, and you got to humble yourself, and you don't come back. Trust me.
There it is. I told him.
I just followed you. Just now, G.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Bet. I'm following you back if I'm not already.
Yeah, you already following me. I'm late.
So I'm already tuned in listening to your story.
You already in the house, man. You can creep in the back door.
Yeah.
That's real. And Gianni, we just thank you for, you know, showing that support too, you know. I know we in two different time zones.
That's the truth, you know, and I definitely always love to tune in and, you know, even off duty to just listening to the different artists and different entrepreneurs that's doing their thing out here, you know, because, you know, everyone needs to be inspired and listening to everyone has their story, and just listening to a story, you know, it just helps you get through. And, you know, like they say, you know, it's going to be harder before it's easier. And it will get better. You just got to get through the hard times.
Most definitely.
Show, man.
Thank you so much, Gianni. Just hold tight, Gianni. You know we live. We getting it in.
On the Tuesday night.
Yes, Wednesday. Y'all got to check out Gianni on Wednesday as well.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Most definitely. We're going to go to 443 in the building. 443, you on the air. So it's your name. Where you calling from? We live with Turk.
Hey, what it is, man? My name is Rick Gottemann from Baltimore. I'm out to holler at you right quick. I've been rocking with you since I was a young boy. Man, I just want to salute you for real. Yeah, like, you really stayed true to yourself, man. When you came home, you've been rocking with niggas, you know what I mean? You've been rocking with us on the Twitter, you know what I mean? Usually you can't really reach out to your favorite artist and they say something back, man. You followed me in my mind yesterday, man. We appreciate that for real, yeah.
Oh, man, it's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? One thing I know, you know, if you can follow me, man, I can follow folks. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all hood, bro. I'm going to keep it 10 times 100.
Man.
You know what I'm
When you coming out Baltimore, sir?
Man, soon when they get me out there, you know, I just can't invade the premises. I got to get invited.
Man, you good regardless, man. We been rocking with you since we was young boys, man. I just turned 21. I've been rocking, man. I used to get in trouble listening to y'all music back in the day when I was a young boy, man.
Man, for sure, man. You know, we all got in trouble, you know what I'm saying? When we grow up, though, you know, we do better. So, you know what I'm saying, man? We all had our days.
I just appreciate that, though, dog. Like, you really, I mean, you setting a good example for the young boys who done changed their life around, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else seems like they too cool to do that, man. I just appreciate that. You setting a good example for real.
I'm too hood to be good, man.
I feel you, man. But, hey, I'm going to keep rocking with you. Hey, I sent you some of my music your way, so you ever see the name Rick Gotta pop up, man. Just rock out with me, man. I appreciate it.
For sure. It's all hood, G.
All right, bro.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for calling in. And I do want to let everybody know from prior, from having Turk on prior, you know, our show before, like you say, Turk, you got to have that package together, right?
You got to have that package together. I mean, like I say, like, it's a producer, my little homeboy, Lil Yoshi, you know what I'm saying? He was packaged tight, packaged right, you know what I'm saying? Now he on that YNT flight, and we about to take off, and we ain't trying to land no time soon. We staying in the air. You heard me?
That's real. We're going to go to the phone lines. You know how phone lines be getting crazy, Turk. We got 843 in the building, 906. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Oh, yeah, what's up? This is Ryan. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
What's going on, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, what's up? I just want to say, man, Turk, you know, I'm proud that you got out of jail and all that. You know, you just went, hit the studio and everything and making this good music and all that. I'm proud of you, dog.
For sure, man. I appreciate that love, man. There's more to come. You know what I'm saying? We got movies. We got books. You know, we got regular labels to help the next person out. You know, man, just stay focused, bro, whatever you're doing, like.
Yeah, I just want to know when that book coming out. You know, I want to take a look at that, man.
That book coming out this year, man. You can go on my Facebook at Turk Imani-Empire and check out some excerpts I put out, you know what I'm saying? And you can just quench your thirst a little bit, you know what I'm talking about, until the whole thing come out.
Yeah, man. All right, I got you. Hey, thank you for chatting with me, Turk. Right.
For sure, it's all good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And I'm going to tell y'all, I just landed in Twitter jail. I'm surprised y'all ain't in Twitter jail. I can't tweet no more.
Oh, man.
But,
crazy. You need to be bail. You need money for bail.
Yes, I do. I'm in Twitter jail. Look. You know what I need to do? Let me switch over to Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, man.
Let me go to the Nikki Rich Show. But we're going to go to the phone lines. We got 662 in the building. 662, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's happening, Turk, man? It's your boy, D'Angelo, man. I'm calling from Mississippi. What's going on with you, man? I just want to let you know we tuned in to you, man. You can follow me on HBE Gang right now, man. I checked out your new video today on World Star, and it's bananas, man. Big salute,
okay,
man.
You know what I'm saying? It's one thing. Let me set the record straight, man, because they got a little child in there acting for Purple. You know, the video guy, we kind of went overboard with that. I had no control over that. I don't condone that, no shape, form, or fashion, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. By the time I got my hands on it, it had like 40,000 views, you know what I'm saying? But I real pissed off about that, you know what I'm saying? I don't condone that. I got kids myself.
I feel you. I respect that, man. Nice video, man. I just wanted to stop through, holler at Nikki Rich, let you know Mississippi is tuned in. We tuned into your movement, Turk. We'd love to have you here, man. Definitely, man. So, like I said, man, follow me. I shoot you out. I retweet your video all day, man. It's love, dog. Keep doing what you do.
For sure.
Now,
just holler
your Twitter again.
Follow back, bro.
My Twitter is HBE Gang. It's capital HBEGANG.
Hit me, link me in, and I'm about to follow you back.
I got you, man. 10,000.
IG, 10,000.
Thank you. Man, y'all going in tonight, showing love. The Turk, that's real. Shout out
you,
to all
you switched over for real on the Nikki Rich Show. I thought you were playing. You serious? Man.
Okay. Oh, you know I don't play over here, honey. We go in.
Get it in. Hold on, let me follow that right quick. Okay, I'm in. I see you ain't following me, so
now.
You need to follow me.
Look, Turk, don't get in Twitter jail for me. I'm a different
thing. I'm on Twitter all day. So all the people that's tuned in, listening, when I retweet you, I say something to you, it be me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm on Nikki Rich Live, you know what I'm saying? And I'm retweeting and I'm talking. It's me. On Facebook, it's me. On Instagram, it's me. So if anything get out of content, y'all charge it to me. You hear me?
That's real. We going in, everybody listening in. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. 323-580-5749 and press 1 if you want to speak with Turk right now. And we got some
music,
too.
And also if they want to see my twins, you know what I'm saying, inside the stomach, y'all go to my Instagram at Turk_Imani. EMANI, you know what I'm saying? It is for real. It's not a drill. You heard me? Yeah, I'm in love with my wife. I'm faithful.
Now, have you thought of the names yet?
Yeah, but we ain't going to give too much out. I already gave too much. They be on me like, stop putting all them ultrasound pictures because, you know, they get 3D pictures. They get everything. And I'm so excited because I think it's just such of a miracle for me to be gone all that time and come home. And I told my wife, I said, you might have twins. I was playing with her the whole time. And a lot of people were saying the same thing. Girl, it might be twins before she was even showing anything. And we went to the doctor, and the doctor said, hold on. Your baby got two heads, you know what I'm saying? And she came back, she said, you got twins, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, man, it just was unbelievable. Like, it's like I spoke that on her, but it was in God's will, you know what I'm saying? And a crazy thing, like before I got out of jail, I told some of my homeboys, this be a thing we say, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm about to go home and make twins. And they hit me on the email because we could email from the feds on CoreLink. They like, man, you saved that before you left out. And it amazed them, like, I really made twins. You know what I'm saying? It's all God.
It is.
So that's
and
why,
we just
that's
excited
why,
for
that's,
you.
That's why I be so outspoken about it and so excited about it when God do something for me. You know, people can't shut me up from talking about it. So that's why y'all going to keep seeing these pictures and send me tweet about it because I'm excited for what God did in my life and what he's doing.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing something right. You know, you got somebody right by you. You know, like you said, your backbone, your wife, she's your backbone. Because, you know, the woman, that they don't want to keep the men in line. They don't want to keep you in line. They keep you straight, you know.
And yeah, it wasn't no groupie or nothing. She was with me before I went to jail. We was together for 2 months, you know what I'm saying? The police officer came to her house. You know, that all that situation took place at her house, and she stood with me the whole time. So it was only right for me to go home, put a ring on it, and, you know, everything else, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, and that's what it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? I could never count that as something that wasn't supposed to be there. You know, I know it was God.
That's real.
Because that do not happen, Nikki. You know, you ain't about to stay with nobody like that unless God in you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Definitely not. Definitely
yeah,
not.
Don't. So, you know, I just say no, man. For real.
Yes. And like I say, it's all in his plan. It's all in his plan. And look what you're doing now. You're witnessing to people. We live on the show. You just telling them. Everybody know your story, but you telling your second half of the story, you know. Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly, the good.
It's serious, you know. I'm so far away from the heroin and cocaine, and you know what I'm saying. I still keep it gutter. I still keep it street. I'm still thugging, but you know what I'm saying. I'm thugging in another way. I'm taking hard shit, using God's gift in spite of negativity. That's the acronym for thugging. You know what I'm saying. I didn't grow up. I'm young and thugging, but I'm grown up. That's why they call me Mr. Y&T now. You know what I'm saying. So I'm doing things in a whole nother way. And, you know, whoever don't like it, man, you know what I'm saying, they got to just deal with their own feelings because I don't care how you feel, you know what I'm saying, especially when I'm being real, you know what I'm saying. I ain't trying to join no Illuminati and do this and do that and all this other crazy stuff that's going on. I believe in Jesus, man, you know what I'm saying. That's who got me where I'm at now.
And, yes, and then, you know, then also a lot of people, you know, things are being said to, you know, when you get to a certain height, or level, people want to say you're a part of this and you're a part of that. That's just another way to keep you down. Like you said,
yeah.
You believe in God. No matter what you're saying, God is in control. He got all the power. He said, don't put your trust in man. He said, put it in me, you know?
Yeah. And you know, when I was locked up, a lot of people would be saying, you just doing it because you're trying to get out of jail. Okay, I'm out of jail. Not what I'm doing it for. You know what I'm saying? It's for real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, sometimes like all the people, all the good prophets that was in the Bible was just like me. You know what I'm saying? It was natural born sinners, you know what I'm saying? But God used men. He used every man in every little part of the Bible, you know what I'm saying? He changed their life, they changed their ways, and he did something big through them, you know what I'm saying? The only thing was different that we were sinners, and when Jesus came, he wasn't no sin. He was born of no sin, you know what I'm saying? And that's
perfect.
Why a lot of people... Yeah, they feel like, I mean, if a person died for my sins, not to get all churchy, but I'm just going there, you know what I'm saying, he doing everything right for you, why hate on it? Why try to make that person like it's nothing, you know what I'm saying, when that person did something for you? The world crazy.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, you know how people worry about somebody talking about them. They worry about what this person is doing to them. I always tell people, look at God. He was perfect. He didn't do nothing to nobody. They crucified him. They did everything they could to him. And this man was perfect. So how do you think nobody going to do nothing to you?
Man, it's crazy. You,
you
know,
I
just lay back
and
let it happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't tripping. You know, when I did my time, you know, that opened up my eyes to a whole lot. And I just hope anybody that's out there listening, you know, if they're in the street life, you know, they popping mileage, they doing this, they doing that, man, it come a time when you got to chill out. You know, I did all that, you know what I'm saying? And that's played out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, act on it.
Really
don't. Just you could pretend like you do it, but don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's killing you. For real, man.
It's killing you. Drugs, and you got to stay away from people. You got to stay away. I mean, you don't know what people doing, you know, like, just period. you could be with somebody 1 minute. I mean, they could be doing something. You think they all good and everything, and you never know what they did before, minutes before, you know. And you get with them, you just never know what'll happen.
Yep. So, you know, I mean, gotta watch your surroundings. Look all around you. Look all around.
Yeah. Everybody. And what you see is not what you really see. You gotta know that. You know, these people, whether you're an artist or what have you, they might rap about this stuff, but they going home to their families. You know, they gotta pay for their families. They gotta get that income going in.
That's why I come in there and I tell them the truth. I have a wife. You know what I'm saying? When I finish doing my show, I'm not going home to this fast little girl who trying to do this no more. I used to do that. I didn't have my fun. It was fun while it lasted. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, I didn't grew up. I didn't went through so much. I didn't lost so much. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know, all that stuff is irrelevant now. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a whole nother level. And trying to just continue on doing what's right for my family, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
everything else don't fall in place, you know what I'm saying? I'm manning up with everything I do now.
And we're just so glad that you are sharing it here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, because, you know, people need to hear this, you know? And they need to know that, you know, what you went through it, but you're moving on. It's a new beginning.
Yeah, it is. The past. And just know, like mm-hmm. anybody that you're dealing with, they try to bring up your past. When you know you passed that, you know it's nothing but the devil. That was the devil do. You know what I'm saying? So that person being used, and they don't even know, you know what I'm saying? You to move forward. You got to keep it moving. And let it be what it be. If they think that way, okay, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make them out a believer, though.
That's real. That is so real.
You
can look at what happened in the past, and, you know, you can turn things into, you know, from a negative to a positive. But, you know, that was the past. You know, like our president said, you know, we moving forward. Everything is forward. You know, you got to look forward. If you keep looking back, you know, that's going to kind of throw you off. Those things that happened in the past, it helps you and make you stronger for what's to come, and you can see things a lot clearer. Because, you know, sometimes things come back around. The same thing might come back around, but it might come in a different form. So you will be well aware now. Your eyes will be open.
Oh, yeah, karma is a mud, you know what I'm saying? Good karma, bad karma. You know, whatever you do, it going to come back to you. And it going to come back 10 times better, 10 times worse. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I done had my worst days, but I know I'm still not going to have perfect days sometime, but they be better than my last days was, you know what I'm saying? And now I know how to deal with situations. I used to just run to the heroin and cocaine, you know what I'm saying? I started off snorting. Then I went to shoot. You know, I stuck my arm with needles, and I'm scared to go get stuck by a doctor with a needle right now. But I self-medicated myself with heroin and cocaine, doing grams of that every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wait. I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't perform. I couldn't get on no plane. I didn't got on planes with it getting high, getting loaded. You know what I'm saying? All in 106 and Park, getting high, getting loaded. You know, the bathroom was my spot. You know what I'm saying? Now I be in the bathroom, I'm on the computer, you know what I'm saying? My wife be like, what you in there? I'm on the computer, I'm working, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain things, you know. Habits I still have, but I'm making a lot of good habits now, you know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing bad in that bathroom no more. But that bathroom was my spot everywhere I went, at the zoo, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere. Everywhere. So, you know, but, you know, I thank God, like I say, you know, I got a good support system around me now. I got Team YNT, you know, I got my mama, she's with me now, you know what I'm saying? Just a team of good friends, you know what I'm saying, that's not yes men or yes women, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, just surrounding yourself around positive energy.
Yes, because what you're saying is like, wow, it's mind-blowing, you know, about those. How was you able... I just want to know, how was you able to get all that stuff through to the
the airport and stuff. You know, that's,
you know, they
want
that, that before the World Trade blew up and the Twin Towers and all that, they wasn't like that on security, you know what I'm saying? And you just take a risk. You just, you know what I'm saying? Black people, we very creative in everything that we do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm from the hood. I'm from the Magnolia Project, so it wasn't nothing that I ain't do, you know what I'm saying? So if I wanted to get something accomplished, just like I ran after that dope and got it, that's how I run after my career. That's how I run after the positive things in my life now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get it, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't lay down, you know what I'm saying? I ain't lay down then. I can't lay down now, you know what I'm saying? But I made a way. Everything that I did, I made a way. You know, I didn't went to niggas' hoods. You know, I don't know if I could say that, but you could bleed it out. And everywhere we went, you know what I'm saying, on a Rough Rider cab, on a Rough Rider tour, I'm going in the hoods. I was a dope fiend. You know what I'm saying? It's sad to say, but that's what I was. But I used to tell people I'm not because I had money. I was doing this, I was doing that. But at the end of the day, I was a dope fiend. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm a recovering addict. You know what I'm saying? Just like any other person that then got out drug, they still a recovering addict. So every day, you know, I take it one day at a time, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just one high away, you know what I'm saying, to going back. So I know that I can't do nothing. I can't drink. I can't smoke. I can't pop my pills. I can't do none of that because it all going to lead me back to shooting heroin and cocaine because I feel like everything else is mediocre to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going straight to the dome if I get high. And I know that without a doubt, you know what I'm saying? So I choose to move forward, and that's, I don't even have a taste or a urge for it no more, you know what I'm saying? My therapy is talking about it, letting it all come out, you know what I'm saying? That's how I get over it every day. And I talk about it. I try to help the next person who going through it, who don't see just like I ain't seen, who are blind to the fact, because that's how it is, you know, that drug, like a spirit that come on you, and you can't let it go. You know, my body needed it. My mind needed it. It felt like three flus when I ain't have it. You know what I'm saying? One flu is a bad mama jamma. Just imagine three flus. That's how you feel when you have your hair on inside you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand that struggle, man. I salute the struggle. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we got to reach back to help a person when we come out of a situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't about us. You know what I'm saying? We got to help somebody else. Oh, that's what I'm about.
That's real. Now, with that being said, now, have you ever thought about helping, like I would say, with any program that's dealing with drugs and alcohol? Because I saw a chart that came out this week, and they listed the different, like, heroin and, you know, weed and different things, like the top drugs and where they stand, and alcohol was number one. But have you ever thought about working with any organizations or programs as well?
Like I just come from New Orleans, and the same school that Oprah talked to with the children at John Mack, that's supposed to be one of the baddest schools in the world. I mean, you know, in this country, that's what they say. Well, I went in there, it didn't feel like that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't been in worse situation, but I went and talked to the kids, gave money to the straight-A students, you know what I'm saying? If it's a bad school, how do you straight-A students get in here, you know what I'm saying? They ain't supposed to be here, you know, but when you don't acknowledge the good, you know, the bad always going to come. So, you know what I'm saying? I do stuff like that. I like to reach back to the kids more than a grown person. The kids is the future, you know what I'm saying? The grown people, they have so much pride, sometimes they don't want to listen. I just throw it out there like I'm doing now, but my main thing is reaching out to these kids, going to talk to these kids, because they dipping and dabbing, you know what I'm saying? The young people, the older people already caught up into it, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that saves them is God or the jail, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, you know, they ain't trying to hear no word.
That's real. Well, we got a couple of more calls I want to get to. I know you ain't got long, but do you mind taking just a few more calls?
I'm here. I don't got nowhere to go.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to 919-429. You're on the air. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
My name is Nikki. I'm calling from Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Hey, welcome.
I'll be in North Carolina next month.
What part?
Okay. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, at the Via Bar, Via 216.
Okay, I'll be in Fayetteville.
Okay.
But all I have to say is I commend you, you know what I'm saying, going to therapy, you know what I'm saying, getting off the cocaine and heroin or whatever, because my mom was on that, you know what I'm saying? I put her through, you know what I'm saying, therapy, the little sessions or whatever to get over it, and I commend you for getting over that. Don't ever go back to it.
For sure. Oh, it's over for that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to move on to the next. That's a monster.
Well, that's all I was calling to say. I'm going to go back to listening.
I tell
now.
Your mom to keep her head up, you know what I'm saying, and stay focused.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, hon. Thank you. That's encouraging, and thank you so much, Fayetteville, for calling in. And you're not too far from me. We, you know, what day are you coming through to Fayetteville?
April 12th.
Okay. We might have to make that trip.
Yeah, man, we're going to turn up. Yay.
And I see we got 910-920. You on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
This is Nick. I was on the line earlier.
Okay, hey, welcome. This is one of our guests, Onyx. She has a radio show.
What's up, Onyx? Oh, you got those twin boys, huh? I'm paying attention.
Yeah, I got twins too, and they're 8 years old. So look, that number eight coming. Coming
ain't no beginning. Okay, you better watch them in the 8 years.
Yeah. I don't want to take up all the time. I know you got the fans calling in, but, you know, I was very excited when Nikki said you was coming on the show because I definitely was a fan and still am. And your journey is incredible. I didn't know about the drug use and you overcoming that. And I just wanted to say, you know, salute and much respect because everybody in my family, my whole bloodline, pimps, drug dealers, gangsters, all of that, users, abusers, I don't even know my family because everybody's so far going off the drugs. You know, luckily my mom got away. My brother's been in and out of prison my whole life. One of them is still there now. And some of the things that you're saying, I'm sitting over here like literally tearing up because it reminds me of my story, my life. I'm not from New Orleans. But just my brother and everything he's going through, I just saw him last month in Texas in the prison. And it's hard. You know, everybody doesn't get to come home. And so, you know, God bless you for being able to make it home. A lot of people think prison is, you know, you're only just sitting there getting a free room. No, it's not. It's tough in there. It's crazy. You know, everybody doesn't make it out and make it home and make it through. So just much respect to you and, you know, God bless everything that's coming for you guys, prosperity. Just much respect. I mean, everybody, it's just inspiring to hear you coming out and doing what you're doing and giving back and having that humility and being so open with everybody, letting everybody know, like, hey, this is my story. You don't have to do this. I'm telling you right now it's a better way and a better route. So I just had to say something because it just really touches me, like, you know,
for
really
sure.
Does. So thank you for sharing
that. I appreciate
everybody.
That love. You know, all praise be to God.
Yes. Amen. Well, we thank you. And y'all following each other, you definitely got to link up, you know.
Oh, yeah, we posted up on the DM, you know what I'm saying, on the download. We going to make that happen.
Already.
That's automatic. We in there.
Thank you. Much love. Thank you so much, Onyx, for just taking your time to come back and stay tuned in. And we thank you again.
Yep, and if anybody want to get that, y'all already know that Blaming on the System is out now, livemixtape.com, hosted by DJ Holiday. Make sure y'all go get that. I got the Hot Boys. They messed, matter of fact, let me straighten it out, because that pimp messed my Hot Boy version up. I had to put it on my SoundCloud, but I just released the Reloaded Blaming on the System with a bonus song on it, you know, to make up for that mess up that pimp did. But I always get the short end of the stick, but I ain't going to let them bring me down, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put them on blast without snitching to the feds, you hear me?
I know that's right.
Yeah, it was on them. They the ones who messed the Hot Boy Reunion zip it up. They messed it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got that zip it. That zip it, right?
So is Zippy. We got Rack Attack. You know, we ain't making it rain in the club no more. We having a Rack Attack. We get serious money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the new anthem, you know what I'm talking about? Then I just dropped the I Like 'Em Hot, you know what I'm saying, with Level. Y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. You know, it's a whole lot of exclusive that's floating around, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot to come, man. The summer we going to turn up. Louisiana with Volume 1 on the way.
That's real. That's real. Look, I got people hitting me up asking me, is this real? On the Twitter, they're like, is this real?
Oh, they gotta know it's real. It's not a drill. You hear me? We ain't doing like they used to do in school, calling false alarms.
That's real. And shout out to Victoria Wiz of YNT. Showing love, much love to
YNT in the building. And if you don't know what YNT mean, it's not YMCMB, it's YNT, Young and Thuggin. Y'all already know what it is.
That's real. We got 504. We're going to go to 504-710. You on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
I'm Terrace Man, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
What's going
what
on?
What it do, homie? You got that
nothing.
504 number. What it do?
Yeah, straight out of New Orleans at the Seven Walk.
Okay, hard head in the building.
Yeah.
You know, my cousin stay in the Seven Water Twins. You might know him, Pook and Rocks.
Yeah.
You
hey, Turk. What's up, G?
Who is Turk? Hot boy Turk.
What's this up, my mama. She's from the Seven Water, too.
How old your mom is?
Just say Turk.
What's up, bro? Say, dog, I used to live at 2608 up in line. You know what that's at?
that's in the 12 wall, 11 wall.
Nah, dog. That's right next door to Miss Sin and BG, Doogie. Lil Hakeem and them.
Oh, round of 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Round VL, okay. You know, BG got 14, bro. He in Beaumont.
Oh, yeah? That's my dog. But I was raised with that dude, bro.
Man, for sure, man. You know what I'm saying? You know you can go on my Instagram, bro, and get his information if you don't got it, or go on my Facebook. And, man, write him, man. He need all that love and support, man. You know, we pushing for him to get that 65% law change so he can be back on these streets doing what he do.
That's right.
Yeah, believe it. I support him to the fullest. But, look,
for
I'm going to
sure.
let you highlight Lil Terra, man. Good talking to you, dude.
For sure, homie. It's all good.
All right, hold on.
That's real. This is crazy. We live.
Hello.
Nikki Rich getting it
what's
in.
What's up? Yeah, I just want you to know that me and my little partners, we've been putting on for the hot boys, and we're bringing it back.
Man, bring it back. Let's get it, homie.
Yeah, hold on. Y'all got some time for me to call the other dude?
Look, y'all get at me on my Twitter, bro. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Tell us the YNT.
You follow me, too.
Okay, well, that's where you need to holler at me, man. You know what I'm saying? We can talk all day,
that's
man. If it's about money, if it's about something. You hear me?
Yeah, you need to come out here, and then we're going to make that song, and then we're going to start getting that money with big time around here.
Okay. He's serious.
Yeah,
do that determination, man. Let's get it.
That's real. You know, we got our youngers that be calling in, boy. They be hyped up. They be so excited.
Them youngsters know what they want. Now they want it when they want it. They demand, look, this what you need to do. I don't want to hear nothing else. But that's what's up, though. You heard me.
Yeah, he just told you. He said, you're going to come out here.
You're going to come down here, and we're going to do this. Okay, then I'll come. We're going to do that.
like you said, you need to know anytime that you want to send that music, you need to know what it is that you want to do. And he just
for
told
sure.
you, he said, we need to come out here.
For sure, man.
Boy, I tell you, but shout out to all the young ones. Boy, you never know who's listening in.
I mess with the youngsters. I got the group
crazy.
Coming to YNT. Yo, Young and taking over, you know what I'm saying? They're going to hold it down for the youngsters. That's like the down south Wu-Tang Clan. Every city that got somebody that's hot, that's young, you know what I'm saying? Y'all join the movement. YNT, yo, it about to be a takeover. You know, I'm about to lay it down and let them youngsters take over. That's what it about to be on YNT.
That's real.
And you know what I like? I like too, you know, whether they're from New Orleans or what have you, like in your area and stuff, y'all always have those people that support one another, you know. They always
support just like everybody don't support everyone else, you know what I'm saying? You got your good people, you got your bad people.
Okay.
You know, the world is the same, man. Everybody in it. You know, you just got people that just stand out, you know what I'm saying? New Orleans ain't no better than nobody else, but I love my home team no matter where I'm at. I'm gonna represent that 504 for sure.
That's real. Now, we got this music. You know, we in overtime right now, and we ain't got too long. We got some new music that we have with you that we want to display before you go. And I also want to let everybody know we might not get to all our independent artists right now because we in overtime, but we do got new music coming up this week from Henny White. Shout out to Henny White from Atlanta. So definitely want to show love to him. But
sure.
We're gonna go to we got this Zip It.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Lil Wayne, BG, Juvenile. We're
okay,
gonna go ahead
y'all
and play
already know. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all better zip it. I know they loving that in the streets, you hear me. Real talk, homie.
Holiday season. We gon' blame it on the hot dog.
Y'all nigga better zip it, better zip your mouth. Show you what the street shit about. You in doubt, with that pop to your house. And murder everything running out. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better zip your mouth. Show you what the street shit about. You in doubt, with that pop to your house. And murder everything running out. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth.
I'm sitting on the front of the bed, gun by my feet. The dick was too good, the bitch didn't sleep. The pussy got lips, I guess you niggas could speak. You niggas bluffing like snow, you niggas just sleep. Okay, I stick to the G code, you stick to the zip code. Money tall, like Benjamin Franklin on tiptoes. Yo, bitch, a blowfish, she swallowed my fishing pole. I aim at your head, it's coming off like stripper clothes. I fuck with gorilla, bust at the fish. I bet your mouth can't run if I cut off your leg. I'm fly like a zipper, but that ain't the point. My bullet's bad as a joint, your head crack like a voice. I come to wet up the party, you niggas garbage. Hollow tips on the cartridge, I let it rip through your cartilage. One number, three letters, 9-8-K. Better zip it like YKK.
Y'all nigga better zip it, better zip your mouth. Show you what the street shit about. You in doubt, with that pop to your house. And murder everything running out. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better zip it. Better zip your mouth. Show you what the street shit about. You in doubt, with that pop to your house. And murder everything running out. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better zip it. Nigga better zip your mouth. Y'all nigga better Zip it, watch y'all suppose business. Represent real niggas too long. Y and T gon' be they first. Y'all niggas thought we was gone. You gotta be kidding. Watch what you say, we catch anything out the air. Bare handle mittens. And my name get mentioned. A nigga gon' play ya. Catch it down bad with your bitch. A nigga still gon' spray ya. What it cost to murder snitch? Oh, that she labor. If it's a body 50 shots, you was in God's favor. Big gun, I'ma send your mom like I know this is. But if she with you when I hit you, you know us niggas from New Orleans is. Everybody get it, everybody gon' feel it. Nobody exempt. Every charge that count the murder. In a boot nigga ain't no attempt. So I'm take shots, I send them. My killers on standby with a single lawyer's ready to defend them. Just have this thought of snitching. Nigga, you in violation. So just authority. Annihilation.
Thank you.
zip it, zip it. That goes in. You know, it kind of reminds me of a little Bone Thug a little bit.
You played the one that Pimp messed up. They want to get the original one with BG and all that. They go get the Blame It On The System, Reloaded, no DJs, you know what I'm saying? Or they could go on my SoundCloud at Turk Mr. YNT and download for free. I'm giving y'all free music, people. Giving it away. No charge. On me.
No. We got Blame It On The System featuring Gunplay as well. We want to play.
Oh, yeah. Siri, let's get it.
Now, how did you come about Blame It On The System with Gunplay?
You know, Gunplay going through his situation. I just come out my situation, you know what I'm saying? The system trying to take us down, you know what I'm talking about? So I just felt it only right to put somebody that was going through something that I didn't went through, you know what I'm saying, for real, man. You know, I just represent the real, you know what I'm talking about? Anything that's fake, they could get out the way.
That's real. Well, here we go. You want to introduce it here on the Nicki Rich Show?
Y'all already know they're blaming on the system. Y'all be on the lookout. Me and Gunplay about to shoot this video, you know what I'm saying? He just got a quitter. Nah, he got a dismiss for a lack of evidence, you know what I'm saying? Blame it on the system. Y'all already know. Shout out Gunplay. Y'all already know what it is, homie.
We can't take it anymore. Saying she banging with a black man and a white man, they losing.
I'm a fighter
on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black can kill a black man, a white man, they losing.
How is this season, bitch?
Find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proving innocent. Them bitches checking every minute, every hour, every day. They put a nigga ass behind bars and throw the key away. They find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proving innocent. Them bitches snake. Real talk, dawg. No, it ain't fake. You gotta stay strong. Homie, don't break. Stay solid, nigga, and don't turn state. I keep it gangster like a G, that's the only way. I'ma take my lick, no, I never been a snitch. I done did it times, twice, and now I do this shit again. They say, why do 10 when you can tell on a friend? They put you out there so a nigga could do it. It's a dirty world, but it's still big. You can't do nothing about it, but try to live in it. We've been losing, don't doubt it, them people still winning. We strike you out like a diamond. Night ending, blaming on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Blaming on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it.
Fuck the state jury, judge, and the victim. All they love to see is me convicted. But I'm mafia connected. He rapped, assault with this rifle is suggested. I'm already war ready, battle tested. Get your warning, I'm gonna send another message. The system can't hold me and the feds can't catch us. These hoes can't break me and these haters can't stress us. Folks can't pin any murder to these weapons. They try and give me life, they ain't try and give me justice. Bang, bang with the gavel, no discussions. We running from the fuzzes, they jumping out in dozens. Niggas right back on the block like they wasn't. Could never stop the hustle or the bullet out this muzzle. Pistol grip pump knocking pieces out your puzzle. Pointing at the trial, you must wanna die. You gon' get the business once you step one foot outside.
Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing him. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black could kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing him.
Hold
on, judge, and the judge try to fuck it to me. Try to give me 30 years, but still, but he couldn't. He gave me the Mac, and they sent me the Mac. 23 and 1, what you know about that? It's hard when you're black.
You don't stand a chance. Said that you the dead. Hit it for your killer white man. And they tight, man. We never right, man. Go to trial if you like shooting dice, man. To the police, we a perfect target. They mango, try to take us out the fucking market. Make you a convict, now you're starving. Can't get a job picking cotton, cause of your charges. Ain't nothing changed, cause we're rocks. You're out your damn frame if you think corruption stops. It's still the same, man, this shit will never stop. You can blame it on the system, I'm blame it on hip hop. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black or kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black or kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing them.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. We live with Turk in the Turk. That song goes hard. Everybody hit me up right now about that. Blame it on the system.
Now, I know you got that rack attack, though. You got to play that.
I got to get it.
Oh, man, I got to send you that music. I got to send it to you.
You got to send it. Let me go to it. You got to
man, you got to have Rack Attack. You got to go on my SoundCloud and be able to pull Rack Attack.
I got to get it.
You got to get it. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm about to get on my people and send you a whole package. Videos, all right. Everything.
Yeah, we going to display it on our site, too, now.
I got you.
You know we're going to be playing it. And we're going to be shouting you out, so you better be... Tune in when you can. We're gonna be playing.
I got you, man. What happened
time.
To that hosting this mixtape? What's up with that? I ain't forget.
Let's make it happen.
Okay, you know you the verse of the world, so you know what I'm saying, we gotta do something together.
I'm ready. When you want it? I got
mixtapes coming like cheese steaks. You're.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I'm talking about I'm trying to drop something every 30 days.
That's way I'm ready. You got to tell me because you know I get it out to the people. Like you
okay,
said, we
shout
the
out to Living Legends. You know, they just hit me on Twitter. You know what I'm talking about? Young goonies out there. You know what I'm saying? Hot boys. They say they're bringing it back. We going to let them have it. You hear me?
That's real. Living Legends.
My guy Lane Harper, you know what I'm saying? Onyx, you know what I'm saying? They was speaking that real. You know, man, we got to support one another, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm on. You know, I ain't come out here to try to kiss no ass or do none of that, you know what I'm saying? Man, I just finished hollering at one of my homeboys, Dunk, you know what I'm saying? We did a song, he from Baton Rouge, you know, and we just was spitting that real with each other, you know what I'm saying? We pulling together all fake, we separating it, you know what I'm saying? If you real, man,
mm-hmm.
Get on the team and let's push a real nigga movement, you know what I'm talking about?
And that's what it's all about, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Terry, don't leave me hanging on this mixtape. You know I'm ready.
Oh, man, look, my word is platinum, you know what I'm saying? If I say it, we going to make it happen. You know, remember, I reached out to you, you know what I'm saying? What artists you know do that? You know what I'm saying? You have to hunt the artists down. I reached out to you following your movement and say, let's make it happen. You gave me your word, and I gave you mine. I was on time. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't do me. You know I'm going to deliver. Yeah.
You know how we do. We make things happen. We make things happen over here. You know it.
For sure, it's
and
for
every
real.
Every time
you
come, it's epic. It's crazy.
For sure. You already know we gonna turn up and turn out all the way on 10 for 2 hours straight if we can. You know what I'm saying? We gonna make it
Thank
happen.
Thank you. Most definitely, and you know, like I say. You know, anytime, sir, you welcome anytime. You know, like, we got you when you first came out. We got you now.
For sure.
We just got you.
For sure. And it give me, and I love it because it give me an opportunity to talk to my friends always, never shaded. That's what I call my fans. I don't like fans that's overrated. You know what I'm saying? We going to tone that down. You know, his friends always, never shaded. You know, they don't get a chance to talk. I know they be thinking, man, that ain't really him on his Twitter. So now they know and they can spread the word that it really is me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And I'm looking for my Russell players, you know what I'm saying? Turk, Mr. YNT, y'all make sure y'all contact me and let's get it in.
Yeah, we got you.
That's real. And you got to be talking about, you got to have a budget. Everybody's saying, well, Turk, when you going to come here, when you going to come there? You have to book him. And seriously,
you
got to
book
inquiry.
Me, quarantine.booking@gmail.com. You know, if y'all want to send beats, y'all got to have it packaged right. Like my dude Yoshi, you know what I'm saying? Yoshi the drummer, man, he made like 20 tracks for me, you know what I'm saying, on this new album, man, that's coming. You know, he's sick with it. He packaged and he army determined, you know what I'm saying? He got that heat, man, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all get at me at TurkYoungAndThuggin@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Turk Mr. YNT. Hit me on Instagram, Turk_Imani, E-M-A-N-I. And get at me on Facebook. I do socialize on there, too, at TurkEmani-Empire. You know what I'm talking about? I do it all. Let's get it. Whatever else they got new out there, y'all let me know, and I'm going to be a part of that, too.
Yeah, I do want to tell you, Turk, you're going to have to fix that. It's, you know, like your Instagram name to Twitter, because it kept coming up as LeBron James.
Yeah, I was wondering, man, what is she talking about, LeBron James? Well, I guess, you know, LeBron James, I mess with LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? That's our own team, you know, I respect his grind, his hustle, you know, so I guess they're trying to say something, you know what I'm talking about?
That's real. It's linked to it, I'm telling you, so that's
okay,
that's
well,
hot.
LeBron James probably be linked to me. I ain't linked to him, he probably linked to me.
That's
I'm older
what I'm
than
talking
him,
about.
You hear me?
Yeah, that's real. That's what I'm talking about. You never know. Like you said, everybody connected for a reason.
Yep. So, you know, I look at all that, you know what I'm saying? You just stay true to yourself. Keep God first on a serious tip, you know what I'm saying? Keep your family grounded, you know. And, man, don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing, because I'm a living example. I came from nothing. Now I'm making nothing into something, you know what I'm saying? Real talk.
And you're looking good. You're healthy. You got your family, you just got married, and you're strong, you know.
Go to my Instagram if y'all don't believe it. Y'all can see.
Yeah.
Go to Instagram and check out the pictures. It's for real.
Yeah, you healthy now.
Yeah, so it's all good, man. I appreciate everybody that called in. Appreciate, you know, Lane Harper, you know what I'm saying? I support the movement. Matter of fact, I'm in his town right now, the M-Town, you know what I'm saying? You know, M-Town, my second home, you know what I'm saying? So it's 504-901-305, you know, 678. You know, I'm all over the place, you heard me? 323, you know what I'm saying? Man, I represent the world, you know. We just going to keep on pushing, you know what I'm saying? Onyx, you already know we going to get that interview in, you know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen.
That's real. Got to make it happen. And any other radio station, because I know some radio stations listening right now, you can also contact him. Go ahead and give out your information
again. Y'all contact me at ynt.booking. And all the DJs that keep on sending all these fake-ass messages, man, like I'm just ain't no real dude, man, like I ain't going to do no drops for you. Man, if you real, you know what it is, man. Hit me, and I'm going to make it happen, man. Don't make it like I ain't delivering, because, man, my reputation is everything, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to salt me down. I'm too real for that. My paperwork straight, real talk, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it is, man. Get at me at ynt.booking@gmail.com, and we'll make it happen, you know what I'm saying?
That's real. Now, when you back in the studio, you can do some drops for us, too, if you want to go back in the studio.
Love, you know what I'm saying? I can send that. You know, we can make it happen. You know, you got a drop script. You want me to say something, you know, you want me to customize it, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? And,
you can customize whatever you want to say. You can say whatever you want to say.
I'm going to make sure I get that to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Just shoot me your email, or you want me to shoot it to the same email that we've been emailing?
The same email.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you that. Say no more. I got you.
And you know we're going to be playing the rest of your music. You know, the rest, we're going to just be just playing all your music in every rotation. You know how we do it.
I got you. I'm about to send you everything, send you exclusive, you know what I'm saying? Stuff ain't never been heard. I got you, you know what I'm saying? You like a big sister to me. You one of the person that showed love to me when I first came home. So it's like you believed in it before it even started happening, you know, and loyalty before royalty, that's what I live by. So I appreciate you for that.
Well, I thank you again. I thank you. And You know, Onyx is an artist too, so you got to link with her too.
yeah, Onyx, she hit me up, so me and her is constantly talking, retweeting, and you know what I'm saying. We on one, so you know what I'm saying. That's my new friend.
And anybody out there, any artist you want to link up, you know, like you said, you got to have a package together. So don't come sideways. You got to come correct.
They
got to
come
you know?
The right way. Somebody said they calling from a 214, but they're a little too late. Hot boy Quinn, I'ma shout you out anyway, homie. What it do?
Oh yeah, 214. Everybody calling in, but we in overtime. So right now, when we go in overtime, it's hard for you guys to get through. When we in
for
overtime,
sure,
so
well, y'all get me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be on Twitter for a few more. Probably like 2 more hours, you know what I'm saying? So we could keep the interview going, keep the party rolling on the Tuesday, Celebrity Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 1,000, man. Y'all ask me whatever y'all want. Let's get it in, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 1,000 with y'all. I ain't going nowhere. I'm by the laptop.
That's real. And we just thank you so much. And we're gonna play some of our independent artists' music right now, you know. I know they tuned in and holding on, so you know I always got to get my artists that's in rotation, too.
For
so
sure.
You got to play that.
For sure. Make sure you tweet it so I can retweet it, you know what I'm saying? I support the independent.
Most definitely. We got this Henny White coming up next. We got I Do Music, so we're going to display that, and we're going to continue to share all the artists' music and anybody else, entrepreneurs like yourself, authors, everybody, you're all welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. And we thank you again, Turk.
I appreciate it, nigga. You be careful out there, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to have them drops to you. That's on everything.
And we're going to get ready for that mixtape, too. You know?
Man, let's get it. They going to be shocked when they hear y'all here right now that me and Nikki is about to do a mixtape. You know what I'm talking about? Something serious.
That's real. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to go in. You think we're going in right now? We're going to go in, man, on that mixtape.
You already know, man. We straight thugging over here.
That's real. Much love to you, Turk.
Okay, you be safe. I appreciate you.
All right. Everybody, you were just listening to the original Hot Boy, Turk. And you can follow him on Twitter at Turk. Mr. YNT, and that is T-U-R-K, Mr. YNT. Follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich. You already know the hottest radio station. And we're going to go to Henny White, I Do Music.
30 minutes, I'll stop by the grocery store, don't worry. I know, hold on a second, who is this?
Hey, yo, what's that, partner? I told you I'm going to get with you, man.
Another rapper? Yeah. Seems like then. Everybody want to be a rapper these days.
What's happening, bro? Henny White, man.
Henny White, man.
On the streets to the stage, hey. Up to the booth. I do music, Henny White, that's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. Live by, die by, homie, got a motto, stay hungry.
to L. Myers, fired up. We gonna get fired up tonight.
Fired up, hey. Hey, I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire up, hey, we fire up, hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire up.
Fire up, hey, we fire up, hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
What? Fire up, hey, we fire up, hey.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire up.
Okay.
I don't need a mixtape, I got that fire coming. And you don't know what you talking about, feel it from it. And you don't want to see me unless you got a summit. This is my campaign, watch them start running. Iced coffee, Red Bull, and a banging track. Told her I was stressed out, she said I'll handle that. A lot of pussy cats with me, they can smell a rat. They put my coat on my shoulders like I'm Sonny Black. I'm making deals that are real, that can get you whacked. I'm about that money in that banging track. Money being made outside of rap. And I don't believe in Santa, but they on my lap.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
They gonna mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire,
hey,
we fire, hey. And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
I'm giving gifts to myself like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and banger models in the backyard swimming out like sweet. And I'm in the suite to see dressed up like trick-or-treat. Church is out, now see your freak. Still got a ring on, won't make the peace. She class the street, riding Bentley seat. Got her own money, see about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneaks. And I'm fired up, and my life ain't cheap. I get sight, live a near life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. I'm in that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And see, I'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light. Her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And she old enough, so we just
fight. Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
Rest to death. Got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell our money. I left the building, that chick was right behind her. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on cause I did that. She fired up cause she rap. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on, I did that. She fired up cause she rap.
Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here's another rack. Throw it all away. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
They gonna mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fired.
Onyx was in the building. We had Lane Harper in the building, as well as Kurt, man. We're getting it in. Much love to everybody. I do want to let everybody know you can call in tomorrow. It's going down, Wind Down Wednesdays. You can check us out, as well as you can tune in 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Man, we are overtime right now. It's real. It's real out here. If we didn't get a chance to get to you artists tonight, be sure and check us out tomorrow. We definitely got you tomorrow.
so much love for you guys. And it was a hot show tonight. You know how we do. We always have hot shows on the Nikki Rich Show. And I just thank you guys so much for your love and support. Continue to show support, you know, to the Nikki Rich Show. We thank you. We thank you. And we're going to help everybody get to where they need to be. That's the purpose of the Nikki Rich Show. And, you know, with God first in everything that we do. So no matter what, we put him first. He comes first. He's the ones that allow us to have this platform. Because without him, there will be no us. And I'm just grateful. I'm just thankful. And I thank everybody, every person that called in tonight. You know, we all are connected in some type of way. And everybody out here achieving and, you know, just doing their thing. And we thank you so much. Thank you, God, for all your, you know, help and just the strength to continue on. So much love to everybody. And we end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. God bless you all, much love, and continued success. Thank you so much.